back in the 50s, before anybody had ever heard of CB, when I was about 11 years old, I got in. We had an old shortwave. It was our radio, the old radio. Our AM broadcast radio had a shortwave band on it. And when I got to be about 11 years old, one day I got brave and turned the band switch knob on the radio to see what would happen. You know, I was hoping I wouldn't blow something up and my parents wouldn't come down on me for tearing up the radio. So I turned the knob and all of a sudden I started hearing all this exotic stuff and foreign languages and strange sounding music, and also discovered the ham radio bands, and that's what introduced me. I know a lot of guys nowadays might not have that opportunity, and they might have got the first introduction to the concept of having your own little two-way radio station through CB. But then, you know, they got into ham radio and, you know, saw CB for what it was and ham radio for what it was, and, you know, and very quickly jumped, got in 100% into ham radio and, you know, became very good amateurs. So, you know, just because somebody is an ex-CB, it doesn't mean they're necessarily a poor ham radio operator. But I don't know how much of, I guess that parallel ham radio, although I don't know that it's as predominant today as it was back in the days of the CB boom, because it seemed like that, you know, the hobby type CB thing is kind of dialed down. It's it doesn't seem to be nearly as predominant as it was maybe 20 years ago, because I can remember at one time you could go into any newsstand and they'd have a half a dozen CB rags on the shelves. It'd be all these different 5x9 outfits that had these CB magazines.